the Edward Walker system's in a recovery phase. During the drought, there was some very bad blackwater events, and also some of the water holes dried. There were a lot of fish deaths during that period, and the ecosystem was in very poor state. And then since the break of the drought, and there's been some unregulated flows, as well as some environmental watering, it's in this state of recovery. So the fish populations are recovering, the vegetation populations are recovering, and the general ecosystem productivity is improving. So that's where we're at the moment, and the environmental water can contribute to that.
So what role will researchers play in monitoring how effective that environmental water is?
So the project that we're doing is to monitor a range of indicators and matters in this system, ranging from water quality through to riverbank and aquatic vegetation, a whole range of different fish components, from the fish larvae through to whether they're small juveniles up to the health of the adult population. We have, in some places, we have logging equipment that's out there permanently. So that's logging dissolved oxygen and temperature. And we have depth loggers that log how the water's rising and falling and how long it's staying up in different places. Then there's other indicators that can change very rapidly, such as water quality or fish larvae. They might be there this week but not next week. So we're out sampling every fortnight for some of those indicators. And we have little, for the fish larvae, we have little light traps that we put in many, many places along the river, and they have a little glow stick in the middle. And the fish larvae are attracted into that, and we put them out overnight. We put them at dusk and pick them up first thing in the morning. And we can quantify the numbers of larvae in different parts of the river system and compare that with the river flows.
Will your research eventually lead to recommendations on how the river is managed and how much water is required to keep it in a healthy form?
It will certainly contribute to management and the planning and delivery of the water. So on the way that our monitoring is working is that on a weekly or fortnightly basis, we can feed in information back to the managers and the water delivery organisations to improve how they're actually delivering the water during at that particular period of time, whether it's targeting particular wetlands or how the fish are responding or how the vegetation's responding. And that can, so they can adaptively manage the water as that's being released. But it also feeds back into decision making for the next year. So we make recommendations about whether there's better ways of delivering the water in terms of maybe the timing or the size of the pulses or the duration of the river pulses to help improve the outcomes that they get out of the volume of water that they have allocated to that system.
Is it your hope that this research funding will be extended beyond the life of the 5 years?
I suppose yes is the answer to that one. It would be good, but really the type of trajectory of recovery that some of these systems are going to need, it is a longer than 5 years that we would need to follow some of these populations through. In the Edward Walker system, we have a very active stakeholder and landholder groups, the Walker River Association and the Edward Walker Anglers Association, and they've been played a key role in helping us think about places in the system that might be important to monitor, and also many of their members provide access through their property to get to the river sites, and so that's crucial for a five-year program to have access, because much of the river frontage is on private property, and so they play a really important role, and they serve on stakeholder committee that provide advice and feedback loop about the project. So we'll be reporting to them through that stakeholder committee as well.